This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago teachers union leaders say negotiations for a new teachers' contract have stalled. CTU President Stacey Davis Gates yesterday claimed that CPS negotiators say they need the Board of Education's approval to move forward on economic proposals. Gates says this contradicts a recent ruling by a Cook County judge that barred board members from negotiating with the CTU without the approval of the CPS chief Pedro Martinez.
Either the Board of Education and Pedro are working together on this contract, or Pedro is working alone on this contract. Whatever it is, we need to have a clear understanding of who has the authority and the decision making.
CPS officials did not address whether their negotiators need board approval on economic matters. They said they are committed to negotiating with the CTU and reaching a deal. 2024 was the warmest year on record in Chicago, with an average temperature of 55 degrees. The National Weather Service has been keeping track of the city's temperature since the late 1800s. The spring, fall, and winter seasons in the city were all among the warmest on record. It wasn't just Chicago feeling the heat. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service announced last month that 2024 was projected to be the warmest year worldwide. The last warmest year on record just ended. According to scientists, the warming is in large part due to human activity driving greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Beginning this year, Illinois consumers that install rooftop solar panels will see less savings on their electric bills. Until this year, all Illinois electric customers with rooftop solar panels received credits on their electric bill for the excess power they fed to the grid. Now, all new installations coming online will receive a smaller credit. That's according to Jim Chilson with the Citizens Utility Board, a local consumer watchdog group.
But solar will still be a great deal in 2025. And people who already have panels on their house, again, that's not changing at all. This is for people who have panels installed after January 1st, 2025.
But this change will mean higher costs for people who install solar power now. New customers will be eligible for a rebate to help offset the upfront cost of solar. A Southside couple tied the knot yesterday after winning Cook County's first marriage license of the year. My colleague Anna Savchenka tells us about their love story.
Aisha Buford Morrison and Terrell Johnson matched on Tinder 5 years ago. They played Grand Theft Auto online for a month before meeting in person.
When I seen her, time stopped. It was the best moment of my life.
So he's been the only person I've actually ever dated, so it was my first date, actually.
Since then, Terrell says Aisha's helped him let go of the anger he held on to. They've also helped each other lose weight, shedding roughly 200 pounds each. At the ceremony, Aisha wore a sparkly mermaid-style gown with an open back, and Terrell lifted her into the air as he kissed her, once they were pronounced husband and wife. I'm Nasafchenka, WBEZ News.
Some more things you should know today. Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams says the key trait he's looking for in a new head coach is someone who will challenge him and his teammates and hold players accountable. With interim coach Thomas Brown going winless since taking over for Matt Eberflus, the Bears are expected to bring in someone new to lead the team next season. Some popular candidates among fans include Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, former Tennessee Titans coach Mike Vrabel, and Washington Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who coached Williams at USC. Fans stood outside for hours for a chance to meet and take a photo with NBA and former Simeon Academy star Derrick Rose. Rose hosted a pop-up flower shop downtown where fans were able to send roses to someone who has influenced their journey. Rose is in Chicago this week promoting his film, Becoming a Rose. Tomorrow, the Bulls will celebrate Rose's career at the United Center as they host the Knicks. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with the high reaching the mid-20s. And tomorrow we're expecting similar temps and mostly sunny skies. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.